Heavenly Father, we thank you again for another day, another week, another opportunity that you have granted to us, your children. Lord, we will not forget to thank you for this week that ended yesterday, your blessings spiritually and physically, your protection from the hands of the enemy, provision of our needs, and healing of our bodies. We are grateful to you. We are here again this morning in continuation of your service. We ask that your blessings will be our portion. Lord, we know that the devil, your enemy, our enemy, is always around, Lord, to try to hinder your blessing from getting to any of your children. May you stand for us. May you fight for us. May you defeat him for us. Lord, may the blessing be ours and the glory and honor be yours, Lord. Be with us here and be with your servants and your children in other places where they are gathered, especially our pastor at Bakatari. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord bless you. As you remain standing, let's quickly read from the Bible. We are reading, I read from two places out of the four that should have read. I read from Hebrews 11 and also St. John 18. Then when we come back, we can read all the scriptures. Hebrews 11 from verse 23 to 27. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. St. John 18, verse 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. The Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. Can please be seated. God bless you. In continuation of this message, I think on the 14th of January, that was when I had the opportunity to speak, both in the Sunday school and also in the morning service, on this message, the revelation of the purpose of our existence. And I trust the Lord that today we'll round it off, and then the next opportunity will go to another subject. As a brief review, yesterday I listened to both the Sunday school and the service then that I preached on the 14th, so that I can refresh myself of the things that have been said. We deal with two quotes on the background of that sermon that day. The first was from the message, Faith is a Victory, from paragraph 22 to 40, where the prophet talked about people that don't seem to have any kind of purpose in life. And he said, especially this day that we are living in, and some people are after fashion, you know, some are after this, some are after that, which most of the things doesn't look sinful, as the prophet said. He said, but Christians should have a higher ambition than that. And he told us also the story of a bum or a beggar that came into asked for sandwich to eat. And they got him something better than sandwich, fixed him good meat to eat as he could afford around the house. And he get to speak to the man, since he said, being a traveler, he's coming from where he, prophet, does not know, and he'll be leaving as soon as he finished the food. So before he leave, he decided to ask him a couple of questions. He asked him, sir, where are you coming from? He was surprised to get the answer that he was coming from nowhere. And then, okay, if you are coming from nowhere, then where are you heading towards? The same answer still echoed back, nowhere. Then the prophet wanted to know how long this has been. The man said, some 20-something odd years it has been. Then the prophet said this to himself, that without an ambition to better himself, one thing is for somebody to be in a condition from whichever time that has started. But then, what is in his mind? What is he thinking about? Does he think that that is how he will end life? The reason why God destroyed the first world was not just altogether because they were evil, but God said, he said, because the imagination of their heart was continually evil. Imagination is what you have not even done. It's what you are even thinking. It's your ambition. It's your vision. It's your future expectation. That what they are expecting, what they are looking towards still in future, is continually evil. That tomorrow I will do evil, next tomorrow evil, no, the day after then. When God saw that these people are completely hopeless, then he cleaned them off. I wouldn't know which sermon we were preaching when we were talking about male and female purple and the rest of it. If somebody have purple, definitely, or orange trees or two, there's number of times you will leave them to grow. And when the purple is still like this, it looks fine. The leaves of male and female, they look the same. The stem, they look the same. If they are in the same nourishment, they look fine. And if they grow like that, they look fine. Until one is beginning to show that it's a male. And when it gets to that point, then the owner of the vineyard will level it. Because that is not the purpose. But until that time, it is still assumed something will come out of it. So then the prophet also reminded us of what he called drifters or floaters. And we bring all the analogy of the prophet as much as time will permit us, because Abraham used a boat, which a boat on the ocean or on the river is made from wood. And he said also that boat, before that boat, the construction is completed because of the cutting, just like this now, before they bring this one out, cuttings that were cut off from here that are useless, that are no more useful. And shavings, if you gather them, there are still a lot of material also. But when they move from this one to be able to get this shape out, they are the same material, the same quality. But by election, this one is brought out. Then the other one is for a waste, it's for fire, and the same material. And the prophet said, the difference between what he called a driftwood is a lifeless piece of wood. Lifeless piece of wood that is on the river that does not have any power that control it, and it is controlled by the current, by the breeze. That is what is called a driftwood. The destination is determined by the current. Breeze and the flow of the water determines the destination. You say, but a boat with engine, or somebody paddling, even a local boat with even something you paddle, they have a destination in mind. And they will be using everything to direct it towards that direction. Then Abraham is bringing out a picture. that if a human being is here on earth, aimlessly, and there is no power controlling the person to aim at the destination, is a terrible thing. And you can use it, you can bring example from so many things. Like I mentioned that day of students that go to school, sometimes students think that it is the final year that determines whether they will pass or fail. It is not. The success of a child or a student is determined from the attitude of that child from the first day of the admission. A child that will pass, it will be determined. When they are in the first time, this is the first time. This is the first time. Why are you not going to school today? They are not doing anything. And the school is open. They are not doing anything. You know, that one is heading towards failure. Tomorrow, this week, I don't think they will do anything. So you go when they will do something. They are doing something. If they aren't doing something, school will not be opened. And if school is open, somebody that is a serious child, we know that even if you are given chance to be playing, go and look at the library. Go and look at the quiet corner. You will see some special students that will sit there and those ones studying. Some students are ahead of the class. They have finished the syllabus before the teacher got there. So that's why the teacher will be surprised. Why is this one bringing these questions? The question the child is asking. But you see some people, after the lesson is over, do you understand? You only follow the multitude to say, he didn't understand nothing. From the beginning to the end, one thing is not clear to that one. When everything, how was your result? That man, the teacher is very wicked. He gave me F. In fact, I read that thing, I do this thing, he gave me this one. If you manage to get a good grade in any one, what did this condition? I got A1 or A2. But the others, he gave me. You are not talking to children. May the Lord be our help. The prophet said that except someone is determined to allow the master craftsman, which is God himself, to cut you to shape and to put his own engine, his own power inside of you to be able to direct you towards a good destination. Floaters are in churches. Floaters are everywhere. You go to factories and places of work, floaters are there. People that come there, some people will work for 30 years, nothing to show for it. Not one thing. Some will work for 5 years, they will point to something they achieve from the 5 years of work. What is the difference? It is the way each man, people's mind run. Is my salary that is low? Go and find out somebody else that have lower salary than that one. After all the struggling, still managing to do something. You give some people 1 million today, next tomorrow, he said the salary, he doesn't do anything. Increases to 1.5. The next one says, that's already it has finished before it starts. May the Lord be our help. Now let's go ahead. I'm just trying to bring this so that Abraham one time was saying that the way he's trying to bring the message that the most unchurched person will be able to understand it. Because our assimilating ability differs. Our understanding level, it differs from person to person. So we try to find the average so that everybody will. That's why Jesus Christ, he speaks about engineering, he speaks about agriculture, so that somebody that is in engineering will understand it. Somebody that is in agriculture will understand it. Are you familiar with that in the scripture? Oh, sure. Well, that's why Jesus was saying that a man that wants to build a tower, first of all, sit down. He's talking of engineering. When he's going to farming, then we talk of soil sowing and the rest, you know, all those things. He uses everything so that anyhow you come, you'll be able to understand. He go and use fishes. I mean, fishing job to also preach. So there is no aspect so that everybody will catch it some way. And may God be our help. After we laid a little background in faith is a victory, then we went on to read from by faith Moses, where Brother Abraham told us what faith is, which we all know is a revelation. And to further explain it, he said that faith is a revelation of the will of God. And the prophet said that if we lack that faith or we lose it, said we are totally in darkness. Because the Bible said that it is impossible for one to please God without that faith. Say we can't get one prayer answered if we ever lose that faith. So that is revelation. So remember, our topic is the revelation of the purpose of our existence. I use our because but when you are to say it to yourself, the revelation of the purpose of my existence. Because this one actually now go to each one of us as individuals. Don't assess me. Neither can I assess you. You assess yourself. Because we came differently to this earth. And we came on different days. And we came from different environments. And we came, we were brought, everything about us is different. And where we reach in this race is also different. And let me just say this, that everybody's destination is not also the same. Oh, yes. Amen. So when we put the background, then we begin to look at some of the points of our topic. The first thing we look at, or the first person, is this character that is called Pharaoh. And we're trying to bring it out that ordinarily, even the first sign in Egypt should have made Pharaoh to surrender. But despite that, he gets added. Even when it gets to a time that the thing is obvious that there's a divine hand in this thing, you know that Pharaoh did not fully repent. He was having some momentous repent and hypocritical, if I call it like that, repentance. But within a short time, we change himself again. Then we find the answer from God that it was God that decided to add in his heart. You know, we went through the things in summary that day, looking at the stick of Pharaoh turning to serpent and then impersonated by Jesus and Jambres. But that of Moses swallowed theirs. Then we look at water being turned to blood. And lasted 7 days according to the scripture. We the bringing forth of frogs in abundance until God said it will be in the palace, in the pot of soup, in the kitchen, everywhere it is. When you put your leg, it's frog. Anywhere is frog. And I'm sure all of us still understand that. Then the dust produce lies. Yoruba call it inna. Then that is when the magician says that this is the finger of God. Because at the time they could no more impersonate what these people are doing, that is when they now agree that God has a finger inside. After that one, Pharaoh was still had it. Then swarm of flies or war, ACC. They were in their millions and maybe billions. I'm sure, like I was trying to demonstrate that day, with what we can read from the scripture, you will have to close your mouth to talk. If you open your mouth too much, whether you want to laugh or whatsoever, even though that time, there's no cause to laugh at that time. Because the people were in tribulation. But in case somebody thinks he has a cause to laugh, then by the time he's closing his mouth, some flies will have entered inside. So it was a terrible time. Then after that came grievous moraine, which the Yoruba just put it, ajakale and boburu, grievous moraine. Some of these things, only God knows how the thing was and the people that witnessed it at that time. And after that, we still have another one that says boils, that is breaking with blades. That one we can look at it as owo. Ti o ma tu pelu ileroro. And it's not just one boy. One person may have up to 50 on his body. And you don't know the... These are things that God brought, so it doesn't have medical solution. Sickness can be helped medically when it is not caused by God. When it is God that causes it, if you go to hospital, you are wasting your time. The time that Billy Paul was sick and the hand of God was inside and they carried him to the hospital, the thing was getting worse. Until he told them that, look, you should just call my father. I want to give you another. Look, he said, call my father. I'm telling you that where you reach, call him. Solution is not in all this line you are fixing. And call my father. They called the father came. Say, Billy Paul, how far? Say, Daddy, I'm ready, I'm sorry. And immediately, the thing started reversing. Now, before that, Abraham told him that the way of a transgressor is hard. But when somebody thinks that he can fight God, that maybe he learned how to box, and that he can give God one or two punches. Yeah, go ahead. You must have learned that thing with angels. Because if not, you will not think like that. And that is what human being does when you are at loggerhead with God's word. You want to exchange some punches with God, you must be a strong person. But God forbid that I come to that spot in life. But that is what every human being that is at loggerhead with God's word, that's what they are doing. Whether you admit it or you don't admit it, that is the fact. And you know, we have locusts there, which we know as issue. Then thick darkness for 3 days that could be fed, the Bible said, then the death of the firstborn, both man and beast. And the conclusion of it was that in Exodus 9:16, the Bible said, and in very deed for this cause have I raised thee up. That's talking to Pharaoh now. For to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. That is why the father and the mother of Pharaoh conceived him. They didn't know they are looking for children in their own case. But unfortunately, the one that conceived that they rejoice about as having a male-born child is a terrible child. It's a rebellious child. It's an infidel. It's somebody that God is bringing forth and kept him away from dying young, from accident, from pestilence and everything, only to allow him to grow up so that through his life, the disgrace we witness, God's name will be glorified. May that not be our portion. He's a man like me and you. He's coming to this hour, it's not even his fault. But yet, that is what he was ordained to be. And Brother Paul said, he said, for the scripture, referring to Exodus 16 now, he is now talking in Romans 9:17. Say, for the scripture said unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. He said, therefore, hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he harden it. Before we leave this point, I want to add a thought to this. The Bible said, that God might be justified when he's speaking. In everything that God does, there is a place of justification that if anybody has a question, the answer is there somewhere. Amen. The children of Israel, when they left Egypt and they had to go to the promised land to go and possess a land that some people are already occupying there, do you know there is an injunction? There's an injunction that God told them, when you go to any city, just like Jesus told the disciples, any house you go to, First of all, say, peace be unto you. He said, if children of peace are there, then they will receive you. But if you are not received, he said, when you are leaving, dust your feet there. He said, it will be more tolerable than for Sodom and Gomorrah than for that city on the day of judgment. Now, also in this children of Israel case, as they go to any city, God told them that they should proclaim peace. First of all, they shouldn't, first of all, just get there and say, we are destroying you. No. He said, the first approach is to proclaim peace to them. He said, if they receive them with peace, they shouldn't destroy them. Then you will ask me, why is it all the mass destruction? Is it all of them that couldn't tell? Then let's read the scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 20. Then we'll go back and read from Joshua. Deuteronomy 20, verse 10 to 12. When thou comest nigh unto a city to fight against it, then proclaim peace unto it. And it shall be, if it make thee answer of peace and open unto thee, then it shall be that all the people that is found therein shall be tributes unto thee, and they shall serve thee. That is, you will not destroy them. And if it make no peace with thee, but will make war against thee, then thou shalt besiege it. Then let's go to Joshua, chapter 11, verse 19 and 20. Joshua 11, 19 and 20. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel, save the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon. All other they took in battle. Verse 20. For it was of the Lord to harden their hearts, that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might destroy them utterly, and that they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them as the Lord commanded Moses. It wasn't ordinary that they were just destroying every city. No. The first thing is that proclaim peace unto the city. And if they don't answer you for peace, then you can enter and level them. And we now read in Joshua that only the Gibeonites did that. And you know the story of how the Gibeonites did. They didn't even only do that one. In fear, they went. When before they got there, they disguised, wear rags, went with expired bread that is already molded. The shoe they have thrown away, they went to go and get it from the vineyard, the one they have kept for destruction. They wear it, and they came like somebody that have been traveling for about 3 months or so. And they came and say, they bow down. They say, we are from Gibeon. We hear about you. We hear about your God, and we fear. That's why we have come. You can see the way we appear. All this is a new dress we took when we were new shoe, new fresh bread. But look at us now. On account of the journey, that's how everything become like this. And when the children of Israel look at them, the Bible said that they did not go and ask counsel of the Lord. God wanted to have a witness. That's why this thing was written there. There must be a witness of everything. So they did not go and ask God for counsel. If not, they would have known that these people are deceitful. But this their deceit was approved of God at this time, because God wanted to have a witness here. And they look at them. If people will come from far like this because they fear our God, I think, look, since God has told us that if people do like this, we should accommodate them. They now say, okay. We don't hear you. When we get to your place, what do you call the name of your place? Gibeon. So when we see symbol of Gibeon, it's a different thing. By the time they just move 2-3 days, they go there. Is it the people that? Then there was quarrel in Israel. Why did the hedgers go and swear to these people? They say, well, all of us are here. When they came and explained to us, what can we do? We didn't ask God at that time. And this is the best we could do. We have already sworn. So under no circumstances can we ever break that swearing. So because of that one, the They just say, okay, you are going to be tributes. Of course, that is what God said they will be. So it's no, the idea is anything you ask us to be, as long as we will not kill us, we are okay. God was at every other one, God was adding their heart. Despite the witness, the testimony they were hearing, big cities. I don't want to divert too much. I will show you one city that when they hear that, these other ones, this Gibeon have made peace, because Gibeon was even greater than them. Instead of them to also quickly come and bow, they went to go and get other cities to come and make alliance with them, so that all of them will come and face Israel. You see how foolish human beings can be? With all their alliances, everything, Israel came and leveled all of them. Your own way cannot work. It is only God's way that will work. If you like, just try. Say, we have been trying before. Try more now. Try more. Try more in your effort. Try more in your own will. Try more in your own stubbornness. Try more to please yourself. You will also meet God there. May the Lord be gracious unto us. When we come back, because that day we already spoke about Lot, we saw how Lot. One thing I want to tell you about Lot is that human beings self cannot learn. Do you know that after Lot came out finally, and the angel pulled him out, the angel told him to go to this city. He was still telling the angel that, look, the place you say I'm going to, let me go to this other one. Okay. The angel said, okay, accept. Go to the place. When he went to that place, the Bible says he still came out of that place and still went to go and live inside a cave. He still carried his daughters and still went to go and hide inside. The place he finally went to go and have the experience he had, it was not the place that was agreed with the angel. That is his Bible. When they inside a cave, that's look at that. It's only we and our father that is there, no other man. If they had been in the city, they would not have talked like that. Many times, human beings used to think that their idea is better. The people that are in, that's their thought. That their idea is better than God's idea. That's what put them in hell, where they are now. And the people that will still join them, it should be the same problem. Of human being thinking that their idea is better than God's idea. But by the grace of God today, we look at Samson, and I think while we were on Moses, or want to start Moses, I think we were around Moses when the time got us. Then we look at will not take much time on each person. Yeah, so that we'll be able to finish the thing today, because we will come to Brother Abraham and then come to general instructions for us, and then trust the Lord to help us to think about ourselves as individual. The Bible says it is not in the hand of a man to order his own footsteps. It's not in your hand. You can't order your footsteps. You can't lead yourself. Neither can I. There is only one person that brought us here, that has the control of our life. What is expected of us is for us to yield it unto him. Sometimes most of God's instructions, they don't sound wise. But when you follow it, you will see the blessing there. But if you refuse and carve out your own way, you will see what you enter into. But may that not be the portion of any of us. Let us bow our eyes. Our kind Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Sunday school. Just reminding ourselves of the things that have been said before. Lord, we pray that today you will brighten our understanding. You will increase our knowledge. You give us, O God, more revelation, that we might know why you brought us here, that we might surrender ourselves unto you to be able to pilot our lives yourself. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will stand for us and defeat every purpose of darkness in our life. Lord, each time we come to your house like this, the enemy is always there to fight, Lord, tooth and nail, to make sure that we are not able to enjoy your blessings, that we are distracted. Oh Lord Jesus, we pray that today may be different, Lord. The way that maybe make people to sleep or whatsoever, Lord, you are master over every spirit. Your power is supreme. Lord, put the weather under our control and give each one of us a determination to cooperate with your spirit. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Every weak person, make them strong. Everyone that is weary whatsoever, may the power of God quicken their mortal body. Give us a heavenly atmosphere. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.